Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Not Necessarily Nashville. I'm Flap, and tonight, boy, have we got a good time in store for you tonight. Live in the studio, we've got chick singers all over the place. The Wildflowers are here. That's Amy Garland, Mandy McBride, and Bonnie Montgomery. They're going to be opening for Billy Joe Shaver this coming Thursday night, September the 18th at the Whitewater. But tonight, they're hanging out and going to entertain us. Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
Good, good, good.
I'm so glad that y'all are here. We certainly do appreciate y'all coming and hanging out with us tonight. And so glad y'all are going to get to open for Billy Joe Shaver.
We're so glad we get to open up for Billy Joe Shaver.
Who in this room does not love Billy Joe Shaver?
Silence.
Just what I thought. Even Michael loves Billy Joe Shaver. We all do. It's going to be another Billy Joe love fest, I think, tonight,
it's
Michael.
Gonna.
So y'all going to play some tunes for us?
Yeah.
We sure do appreciate that. And what are we going to do first? Let's just get going. You know,
let's play a song.
Let's just play a song. What are we going to hear this
like
first
time? Like you say, Mo Music.
Mo Music. That's right. What are you going to do this time, Granddaddy?
This song I wrote, I'm Amy, and this is one I wrote a while back about
this
my granddad.
This is one of my favorite songs, too.
And these girls sing really great all the time, but I especially enjoy them singing on this one.
Okay. Go for it.
My granddaddy used to walk the line. Never want to see my grandma cry. Gave up the booze and the late night boys. Then shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. He grew up fast and he grew up poor. Grew up dancing on a hardwood floor. Grew up steady and he grew up clean. He grew up on a living near Bayou Stream. My granddaddy used to walk the line. Never want to see my grandma cry. Gave up the booze and the late night boys. Then shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Came from the Carolinas. Stomped across the promised land. Hitched a ride on a river boat. Then cleared 100 acres with his own bear. And he didn't have a dollar and had bills to pay. Planned on saving all he'd made. He worked real hard from dawn all day. And he always had a good word to say. My granddaddy used to walk the line. Never want to see my grandma cry. Gave up the booze and the late night boys. And he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Always left a warm fire burning. When I come home, it'd be dark and gray. He showed me there was good in folks. And he tried to teach me to be that way. My granddaddy used to walk the line. never want to see my grandma cry. Gave up the booze and the late night boys, then shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys. Yeah, he shuffled off to church in his corduroys.
Wow, that was cool.
Thank you.
That's so pretty. Do y'all sing together? Y'all have never sang together in public before? I mean, is this little Wildflowers thing? This is the first time? Is it going to be?
Yeah, this is our debut week.
Oh, wow. Did y'all play today, the three of you, at the Park Hill thing?
We did.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. So we're number two?
Yes.
Well, this is number one radio show.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, all right, we're number one in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Well, you just sound so pretty. I'm so excited to hear y'all and gonna
Thank
see
you.
It's fun
next
having
week.
Other
yeah.
girls to play with.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
It's good. They're teaching me how to sing.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
As if.
Right.
As if they are. Didn't.
You teach me everything. She told me I'd put strings on my guitar.
Where is your guitar, Mandy?
Oh, who knows? That's a, no, I'm it's at home. I'm kidding. I'm just leaving it to these ladies.
Okay. Well, Mandy plays too, but they both play right-handed, so they can switch off and...
Okay.
I'm left-handed, so I have to play.
I guess that matters how you stand on stage, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it did today, actually.
It did. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I was like, you stand over there. I'm used to
She's
it.
She's a lefty.
Nobody else is used to it because I'm a left. I'm used to where I sit at the table, where I sit.
Oh, funny.
So me and Mandy just passed one guitar back and forth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Most of your stuff is original that we're going to hear?
Yeah.
Do y'all three? I know you and Bonnie write your own tunes. You write tunes as well?
I do.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Mandy and I
I've never seen Mandy play anywhere before.
Wow.
I've heard of Mandy. And there's an Ashley McBride. Are y'all related?
You know, I just found out I think we are. Actually, I hadn't told you that yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
My younger sister, Amy McBride, is a singer-songwriter too. And she met Ashley McBride, and I think we're kin. So we need
Well, how about that? So you want to do another tune for us?
Love it.
What are we going to do this time? Who wrote it? Blah, blah, blah.
This one's called Steel, and it was kind of a collaboration with everybody, but me and Amy started it off, and I'm Bonnie, by the way. then we sort of filled in the gaps with Mandy and with Nick Devlin. He'll be playing guitar with us on Thursday night, too.
So. Yeah, I saw him last night at the Whitewater.
Yeah.
And he said, Flap, he said, Amy invited me to come down there with you girls, but I heard your promo where you said it's going to be just us girls, so I'm staying home. I said, well, okay, next time, Nick.
He said, I don't think Flap wants me there.
Well, he did. He was, well, you know how he talks.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
I haven't got his Nick Devlin impression down, yet very well, but there's a few things I can do.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Take it away, girls.
All right.
I wouldn't change it if I could. I couldn't help it if I tried. They say that steel gets stronger when you throw it in the fire. That long, lonely feeling I tried so hard to hide. I carried on and wandered. I wandered without you by my side. Spent half of my life dreaming. Spent two-thirds feeling high. I wound up having visions and seeing those diamond nights. Diamond nights. I wouldn't change it if I could. I couldn't help it if I tried. They say that steel gets stronger when you hold it to the fire. Goal of a million sailors, fear at the flick of a wrist. Half a mile from everyone, plant and fire at its best. I know just what you're feeling. I've been there a million times. The sun will set forever, turns daylight into night. You win some and you lose some. That's all just part of the plan. But love lives on forever. Means so much more than just the land. Just the land. I wouldn't change it if I could. I couldn't help it if I tried. They say that steel gets stronger when you throw it in the fire. They say that steel gets stronger when you throw it in the fire.
So pretty.
Thank you.
Y'all are going to get lots more gigs.
You think?
Yeah. Yes, I really
we'll have to start charging.
Yeah. That's a drag to have to do that, isn't it?
Right.
So, Bonnie, you our opera singer as well, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Wowee. Mm-hmm. Do you yodel?
I do a little bit of yodeling.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, we'll have to get you to do an intro yodel. Yes. I wish I had thought about it. You could have started the program out tonight with a with a local yodel,
local yodel.
Well, that's great. And you've got a new album out too?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I just released my first full length album with a band and everything about a month ago, I think, a little bit over a month ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's self-titled. It's just my name, Bonnie Montgomery. And we just got so many good players on it.
Yeah.
And we recorded it here in Little Rock at Fellowship Hall. And oh, man, I've got a drummer. I'm a real grown-up gal now.
You're real.
Yeah, the real band. Because I did so much folky stuff before.
Yeah, and your boyfriend, what's his name?
Nathan.
He plays some mean guitar.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, he's good. And what does he play? Gretsch, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what he plays.
He's got the white one, right?
Yeah, he's got the white Falcon, and then he also plays the country gentleman. And
he's
it
good.
Just has this delicate, beautiful sound. But it can also get really edgy and outlaw.
Yeah. And this is KUAR FM 89.1 Little Rock, not necessarily Nashville. Best of the rest of country music. I'm Flap, and we've got Bonnie and Amy and Mandy in here. The Wildflowers playing live music tonight. Mandy, so tell me about yourself. I don't know much about you, girl, except that you sound great with these ladies.
Well, thank you.
I don't get out much. You play around town, I guess?
I do.
Well, good. Where all have you played, and where do I need to be going?
Oh, well, I've played probably most bars around town. I played Amy Garland's back porch.
I love that place.
Cabin.
My favorite venue, the
there's
cabin.
There's never a cover. It's a BYOB, but there's no cover.
Hey, sometimes I supply.
Yeah, you do.
The B.
Yes, you do.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're glad you're here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Mandy's one of the best songwriters. She's very humble, but she's one of the best songwriters I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Definitely.
Oh, gosh.
You got anything out there a person can purchase? Or
working on it.
Working on it? Good.
I hope you have some good company here
to help with that, I bet.
Uh-huh.
Will you go along and do another tune?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Tell them about the song.
This is a song I wrote called West Franklin. And I wrote it after watching a documentary on coal mining.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady probably well into her 80s was talking about losing her daddy in the coal mines on Christmas Eve. So I was moved by it, and I wrote this song kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Because we all know what it's like to miss somebody. It's kind of, that's universal. So.
That's a good song.
For sure. So, Mandy, do you have a favorite chick singer?
Oh, yeah, I've got a lot. A favorite.
Lot of them.
Well, Dolly Parton would
Dolly
be one.
Dolly Parton. That's mm-hmm. a good one.
She's
a keeper. I just happened to have a Dolly Parton song over
Yay.
Here. She put out this bluegrass thing called Halos and Horns. It was after she made all of her, this is what she said, she made all of her money in commercial country radio. Now she can do whatever she wants. And she started doing all this great bluegrass stuff. So
she's
just the best. Would you not love to just sit down and talk? She might be more fun to talk with than Billie Joe Shaver.
Well, maybe. she probably has many one-liners.
I think so. Yeah, she's just an incredible songwriter and just
she's smart.
She
very
is.
Smart.
I read like she's one of the
The
most money out of like all women or whatever. She's a smart woman.
Yeah, she's
good.
She
has these little addresses from her home. Have y'all seen these on YouTube? Where it's like, Dolly from home today.
Oh, really?
And she'll address her fans from home, and it is really sweet.
Oh, really?
And I got to see that.
I've got to check that out.
She'll tell you what she's up to and what's coming up next.
Oh, really?
And she misses everybody. And
how fun.
You can see, like, her house behind her, you know, in the background.
How fun.
Yeah, she's
cool.
So
personable.
She's so hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Amy G. Haven't talked to you much. We'll get to you in just a minute. Y'all want to do another song right now? What's you want to do another song?
Let's do it.
Do you think?
We were thinking when we put the set list together that we would just do everything we've written together.
Okay.
So this one is on the album that we talked about earlier, the Bonnie Montgomery full-length album. And it was written by me and Amy, though. So it's one that we shared the process of writing it, and it's called Blood from a Turnip.
We wrote it up at the cabin in about 5 minutes, really.
Well,
on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I came
afternoon.
To her with the bones of it, uh-huh. and I said, I just need that extra, I just need a little help with it. And that was the first time I'd ever tried to co-write, ever. And it
oh,
just
really?
Happened so quick. And since, we've written some more, and yeah, so. This
blood
song's
from
about,
a turnip.
Yeah, Blood from a Turnip, and it's about my grandmother, but kind of about some of Amy's relatives, too. We find all these parallels in our family tree. Me and this girl right here.
So. Yeah, we do.
Like getting blood from a turnip, water out of a stone. Sometimes there's redemption, even when you're all alone, all alone. Somewhere out on the little Twin Rivers was a pretty young maid delivering mail. They all said that her mama died too early, and her daddy, they say that he's in jail. One day on the track there came a hobo. He looked her right straight into the eye. He asked her for some dinner and some coffee. It was nice to have some company for a while, just for a while. Like getting blood from a turnip, water out of a stone. Sometimes there's redemption, even when you're all alone, all alone. She wondered why the hobo looked so familiar as he walked on down the track to start a new day. She remembered a picture down at the courthouse. He was a wanted man, they say. She walked back into the house and looked at the telephone. Should she call the law and tell him, here's your man? But his sweet eyes lingered on in her memory. So she let him go out there on the lam, out on the lam. It's like getting blood from a turnip, water out of a stone. Sometimes there's redemption, even when you're all alone. All alone. It's like getting blood from a turnip, turning water into wine. Sometimes there's redemption in this thing that we call life, that we call life. Somewhere out on the little Twin Rivers.
Wow, ladies. That's beautiful.
Thank you. It
took you 5 minutes to write that?
Wow, Bonnie wrote some of it before she got there.
It's a storyteller, though. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
It's for a good singer-songwriter kind of night.
That's good. Well, I can't wait till y'all's album come out. And you know what? We're getting close to the end. So y'all want to do one more?
Yeah.
And then we'll probably close out with maybe some Billy Joe or something. Y'all want to do another one?
Yeah. We got one that Mandy and I wrote together one night in my backyard.
What was that one y'all were doing about country
that's
music?
That's what we're doing.
I heard y'all scratch, and I was like, oh, that's a not necessarily Nashville song.
It totally
I ever
is.
Ever heard it.
It really is. And this, we wrote it based on a dream that Bonnie had.
Yeah, it's sort of
crazy.
Apparently,
dream.
They were watching.
Don't we all?
In her dream, they were at the Grammys with Taylor Swift, and
okay.
And my band, Amy's band, my band was playing the after party,
at the Grammys we were hanging out with Taylor Swift. And it was so real. It was such a backstage situation and the entourage and the security. And it was so real in the dream. But somewhere there was a recliner right next to me. And Taylor Swift was there. And everybody was hanging out. And I kicked back in that recliner as far back as I could go. And I said, I don't know about all y'all, but I'm ready to hear some real country music. You know, talking about going to Amy's show.
Yeah.
And so I told the girls about it, and then the next time I saw them, they had been to the cabin and wrote this. And as sort of the song manifestation of that sentiment.
It's perfect for Not Necessarily Nashville.
Oh, good.
And this was actually my first time ever trying to co-write, and I, you know, sat down with Amy, and it's just like magical because she is magical.
We get her done. We get her done. It's called Don't Call It Country.
Cool.
If you ain't ever listened to Tammy, and you ain't heard of George Jones, if you ain't ever walked down the levee carrying your muddy boots on home, you ain't ever whistled Dixie down an old back road. You can call it anything you want, but don't call it country. Don't call it country. Don't call it country. Don't call it country. If you ain't ever two-stepped your way around a honky-tonk, stood beside the jukebox singing, wailing all night long, and if your mama lets you out the door when that boy honks, you can call it anything you want, but don't call it country. Don't call it country. Don't call it country. Don't call it country. Sing the old rugged cross and get down on her knees to pray your sweet soul won't be lost. If you can't still hear her singing as the stars fade into dawn, you can call it anything you want.
Don't call it
country.
Don't call it country.
Great song. You know, I could have had a part in that. I think you got a subliminal message from me.
Because
I have said for a long time now, they could play whatever they want on the radio, just don't call it country.
That's it.
You know, they play all that stuff, you know, whatever. Play any kind of music you want, just don't call it country.
Just
yeah, how much time we got left, Michael?
4 minutes.
4 minutes? Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to wrap it up here. Wow. We're going to close with Emmylou Harris, though.
Woo-hoo.
As much of that as we can get. Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
For coming out tonight.
You.
And don't forget the Wildflowers. Bonnie Montgomery, Mandy McBride, Amy Garland going to be opening for Billy Joe Shaver at the Great Whitewater Tavern, Best Dive in Town, Thursday night, September the 18th. Be there or be square. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael, for engineering this whole thing. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I bet you heard something that'll make you want to go to the Whitewater Tavern next Thursday night. Send those emails to flap@kuar.org. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.